There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentureTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, welcome aboard. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We are loaded to the gills today over the next 3 hours. Nigel Seeley live in New York for the U.S. Open. Can Serena do it again tonight? And some soccer bets that he likes this weekend. Drew Butler played at Georgia a long time ago. Former Bulldog. Is his team laying too many points against Oregon? Adam Chernoff and Chuck Edel on the program today as well. Good to have it back, really, last night, Pauly. I know he had the week zero games, including that Nebraska debacle, but really, like, the beginning of the true college football season started last night with some pretty good games, and man, oh man, do we have a lot to talk about today.
It was unfortunate. You had an 11-year gap between the backyard brawl. That delivered. The Penn State game was crazy. The Central Michigan game was drunk. What happened there?
That game was over with at halftime.
It's 11.
The total.
Oh, there's 1,100 yards of offense in that game. What transpired? We get to rip the coaches coming up.
Yeah.
We almost had a huge upset in the Florida International game. So good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of it was on national TV. So those of you, and I'll include myself here, who backed the Boilermakers today, still probably a little bit bitter over what happened in that game last night, for a coach to close out both halves like he did, Jeff Brohm last night for Purdue, absolutely shameful the way Purdue closed that game in the first half and with that 31-28 lead. We'll run it all down for you here. So we made the case yesterday. We talked to Brad Powers. I eventually pulled the trigger on Purdue plus 3.5 and I bet a money line last night as well. This is a good tweet from buddy of ours, VSiN host, later on in the day. His new show is at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 Pacific right here on VSiN, Tim Murray. And he summed it up beautifully in one tweet. The finish of the first half, absolute disaster. Drop a pass on a clear first down. They punted two plays later. Great field position for Penn State. Roughing the passer. Yep, TD the next play.
Uh-huh.
Then, right?
This was bad.
Purdue's driving before the half. It's a 3rd-and-1 deep inside Penn State territory. They do a jet sweep, fumble on 3rd-and-1. The kid for Penn State recovers with like an inch to go before he's out of bounds. And then a broken play, 60-plus yard touchdown in the closing seconds. That's how they closed the first half. And I would actually argue how they finished the second half was worse. And how is that possible? That could not be possible. That's like epic all-time bad to close the first half. And the finish of the game was worse because I then tweeted this out. They have a 31-28 lead.
Right.
They got the ball back, right? Forced Penn State to punt. This is what happened with 6:34 to go in the game. Incomplete pass. Complete pass for a first down. Incomplete, 15-yard penalty. Incomplete, 5-yard penalty. Incomplete. Took 1:38 off the clock. Paulie, they got the ball back again. They did the same exact thing.
Yep.
Not a single run.
Ridiculous. Here's what drives good breakdown. Here's what drives me crazy. If it wasn't obvious by the second, I mean the coaching staff, make them at least earn it. You can't get off the field on 3rd down. What's with the cushion on 3rd and 4? Repeatedly, the guys are wide open.
Incredible.
What are you doing? What's your scheme defensively? It was stealing what they were allowing Clifford and Penn State to do on 3rd and short all the time. I mean, they're going to throw it. You're just giving them the first down every time, which was, but you blew the game. You can't lose that game in the debacle at the end of the first half. You know, it's one thing you want to be aggressive there. You know, you have a problem with it, but, you know, you have to mix in a run at the end. But just a travesty, an abomination before halftime. Cannot happen. That can't happen.
Yep. Here's how bad it was.
Yep.
I actually thought that James Franklin was trolling Brom when they got the ball back with a couple minutes to go down by 3. Penn State, they took all the time in the world, and in fact, they gave him 57. They were running the ball. Franklin said, okay, well, they're not going to run the ball. Now I have enough time to actually call some running plays, and it worked. And they had no solution whatsoever for the Nittany Lions on the final drive. None.
No.
Let them score. It was a sieve on defense, and that's how they lost the game. Pathetic job by Brom. Absolutely pathetic. And here he was. He was asked about, he tried to show some rationale after the game. Asked about why no runs late in the game.
Well, that's what we got to look at. I would look at it a few times, and there was just a lot of people up there. They were blitzing from all over. We had a couple negative plays in the running game, which hurt us. So that was in the back of my mind. And at the time, we had a bunch of one-on-one matchups. So we were going to ride our quarterback's arm and receivers, and we just weren't able to make enough plays at the very end. So, yes, we need to find some other ways to move the ball.
Yeah, thank you. So he's on the list now.
He's on the list.
Very close already after week 1 to cross him off. I can't back Purdue anymore.
I didn't expect these high-scoring games, though. What did you see? The backyard brawls, a shootout. This game, 35-31. The Central Michigan game, 58-44.
I know it.
Which leads me to this. With the backyard brawl and also the Oklahoma State game. Good to have it back. Stop kicking field goals 4th and 2.
Oh, sure.
It's the first quarter. Central Michigan is a 3-touchdown dog on the road. You're bringing a knife to a gunfight. It's 58-44. McElwain tries a 50-yard field goal 4th and 3. Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
This is right, Lombardi, like it's a turnover. Leads to a bad field position. It results in a safety. Oklahoma State goes right down the field and scores, and then, you know, it schools out. I mean, Narduzzi did it early on, too.
Of course he did.
There's 70 points scored in these games.
Yeah, that was
you're kicking field goals 4th and 2 with college kickers where an extra point's an adventure? Cut it out.
I forgot to bring that up on the air. I was going to say yesterday, don't tell me we're going to get an early season Pat Narduzzi special. A short field goal on 4th and 2 or something like that. Of course, we got it right out of the gates last night. That game had 10 points in the second quarter. It was 3-0 into the first.
Yeah, right.
It's trending. The in-game total is in the low 40s. I had the under 54.5, I believe, is the number I had in the game. It flies over. The second half just completely erupted. A couple reasons why, I think. What did I see last night? I actually did see some pretty good quarterback play across the country in a bunch of those games. And do teams spend time tackling at all in August leading up to these games? I thought the tackling pretty much across the board was atrocious last night. So if that continues this week, and if that's going to be a trend early on here, I think we're going to see potentially a chance for a lot of games to go over tonight, specifically tomorrow, where the totals might be a little bit too short.
Okay.
I would not be surprised at all. How about this with Tennessee?
Booker looked good. They looked great.
Looked really good.
Yep.
So we all know that Heupel likes to play at warp speed. Paul, think about this for a second. They ran 87 plays on offense last night. 87. And they lost time of possession.
Jesus.
That should not be possible.
Man.
Now, it was only by a few seconds.
Uh-huh.
But that tells you that they didn't even have the ball for more than half the time on the clock. And 87 plays, that is like hyper. But that's how he likes to play. So I would say jot these down. Specifically, in a couple of weeks, they play Akron, right? I mean, they're going to be favored by 50.
Akron's lucky they won.
They're very lucky they won that game last night.
Yeah.
Tennessee against inferior foes, first quarter, first halves, I'll lay it because he plays so fast.
I like it.
And last night they were laying 9.5 in the first quarter, 24 in the first half, didn't matter. They will do that to every single bad team they take on. They play Tennessee Martin October 22nd. We'll see how it unfolds because they have Bama the week before. Who knows? Letdown game, that kind of a deal.
Good observation.
Yeah.
Yep. They're going to score a lot of points. That was fun to watch yesterday.
Yep.
Another thing, Ball State just couldn't handle the atmosphere in them. To State was too big. The other thing, are we going to bet against Nevada every game? New Mexico State had 90 yards of offense. 90 yards shut out at Minnesota. How do you, you're down 35 points, you can't get a first down? 90 yards they had. This Nevada team must should be putrid. Because they were +5 in the turnover battle and to hang on to win the game.
Absolutely, you can make the case that that team last night should have defeated Nevada. And tons of sharps, you know, they were all over Nevada throughout the entire summertime. And I mean, by betting the team total under or betting, the regular season wins under on the season.
JT Daniels, I thought, played well. The pick six was obviously not his fault. You have to catch that. What Slovis did, Hooker was fantastic. But the other kid, and he moved the ball too. And then the quarterback play by Clifford and at times O'Connell.
Yep.
So I'm with you about the quarterback play and lack of tackling. And Louisiana Tech, Missouri was a shootout. The three TV games, shootouts, go over. So we'll see what transpires over the weekend as well. I think you have something there.
Yeah. Maybe something just to keep an eye on. I think I'm actually more alarmed by the lack of tackling or the poor tackling than anything else. It was evident from whatever game that you popped on.
Right.
Guys are just like, can you bring them down on the first attempt? Is that possible? Or are these guys just going to be, do we suddenly have like the best players ever at breaking tackles?
How about Oklahoma State? You think they miss Knowles? I mean, they were unbelievable defensively last year.
Yeah.
He leaves, goes to Ohio State, and they give up 44. What's Central Michigan going to do in conference games, by the way? They scored 44 points on the road against Oklahoma State. They almost made the playoff.
Yeah. Oh, so that's another thing, right? That could be a reversal for that team last year. Not only did they lose Knowles, they lost a ton of talent on defense. And Gundy
Sanders is another one who would look great.
He had another guy. Yeah, yep. Right. So, and Gundy has been a really good offensive coach over the years. Maybe that flips this year, where they're not playing in these 23-17 games anymore. Because they were, ranked number 2 overall last year in the country on defense?
Yes.
They were legit.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Whew. Got that off our chest. But it is great to have it back, man.
Yelling at the coaches. The play calling's one thing. I mean, some of this stuff with these guys make a ton of money.
Oh, absurd amounts.
Some of these decisions. Kicking field goals, 4th and 2, in a game where there's 90 points scored. I can't believe it.
See, I hope that was the blip last night. And I hope that doesn't continue tonight or on Saturday, where guys are just like, please tell me more coaches across the country are laughing at those situations. Like, we've learned now, it's 2022, folks. We're not kicking these stupid field goals.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. You can really trust your kicker in college, too, year after year.
Oh, right, yeah.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is betrivers.com. Win some, lose some is up next. We will discuss the huge trade in the NBA and bets that we made as a result. At least one really large number is still out there and available. That's coming up here in Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. We'll tie it all together. Win Some and bad for the books. Samford Moneyline, 4-1. They cashed a ticket to start. Tennessee from 28 up to 37. No problem against Ball State. Pitt from 5 up to 7.5, 1 by 7. Louisiana Tech, Missouri over, 57 up to 62.5, 52 to 24. Minnesota, New Mexico State under, 57.5 down to 52.5. 38-0 Gophers, 90 yards of offense for New Mexico State. Tennessee Martin, 10.5 up to 15. 1 by 17. Southern Utah, plus 3, went off a 3-point favorite, 1 by 30. Akron over, 47.5 up to 53, 30 to 23, lucky to win the game. Central Florida, 35.5-point favorite, up to 44, 56 to 10. Florida International, Bryant over, 53 up to 58. They were down 16-0, and then in overtime went for the two and the win, 38-37. They're lucky they won. Now, what happened to this program? Not that long ago, they beat Miami.
That's right.
They're terrible.
And they were laying, 13 for a while? And then Sharp Money came in on Bryant last night?
Something like that, yeah. UAB, 34.5 up to 41. 59-0. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Here he is again. He wants to do a TV show on Netflix. He might have something here. Evan the Great. He won $400,000 last night. $40,000 three-teamers, is that what I'm looking at here? And he capped off by Penn State money line. He's loving Clifford. He's loving life. Evan the Great.
Yep. So
yeah.
He bet that up in New Hampshire.
Oh, it's New Hampshire.
So they have to split the tickets.
Okay.
Based on how much money he was going to actually win. And that three-team parlay came down to Penn State needing to win it outright.
Right.
And he got that break last night.
Yes. Yeah. Free roll.
Money's
nobody wasn't here.
Money is no object for him, so does what he wants.
Look at that. Kid walks away with $400,000. Evan the Great. This is good, too. This is, they rescued these lions. They were circus animals. And look at this. Reunited. Look at the embrace here. Bring it in for the real thing with the owner. They're like humans. Look at them coming. Give me that, right? Kisses, bringing in hugs. How good is this video, right?
They had her entire head in her mouth.
Right.
See that one?
Well, yeah. But that's, she saved us. There she is. Thank you very much. It's good to see you again, too. How are you? They come running right over and jump up there. That is awesome. Great video. I like this one as well. How about this dog? Look at this big fella. Huh? I don't know what
now,
that is.
I saw this video.
Okay.
How is this possible? That's an actual real life dog?
Oh, sure. That's not I don't know if that's half Alaskan Malum. Or you ever pronounce it with salt? I don't know. What is that? Help us out, guys.
How tall is the person brushing the dog?
Oh, I know.
5'8"?
Yes.
And the dog is... That dog is... I don't even know how to describe it. The dog's got to weigh 350 pounds.
You think it's... Yeah.
His paws are bigger than the guy's head?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
His tongue is the size of the guy's head.
That's
right. Look at that.
That is something. Incredible video. Help us out if you know what kind of dog that is. FTM at VSiN.com or tweet at us as well. That's very good. I've been told this is awesome. This is Remy the Bulldog, the big fella here.
Oh, my God.
No. Trying to get up on this.
Watch this.
Oh! It's on the treadmill.
He's so excited.
Get on him, Remy.
I feel bad for the poor guy because he keeps going and they're mocking him. But look at that.
Oh, face plant, Remy. He wants to get on a treadmill. That thing's moving pretty good for Remy. Oh, Remy. Dan, can we get it? Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Oh, my God. That is so good. Poor Remy, the big guy. It's too bad. He never has a chance. It's moving too good.
No.
He can't get on that. It's going to take up forever.
Stop teasing the dog at some point.
I know. It's great to have it back. How about Melts Vegas on Twitter? Hanging out? I've played video poker in worse places. Look at the setup here. Come visit Derek Stevens, Andy Dufresne. Look at that between the... You sit there at the overhang bar, video poker, and look at the setup with the screens. Boy, this Stevens kid is something.
It's not bad.
Right? Isn't that great?
It's pretty good.
Yep. All right. Lose some. San Jose State, 17.5 up to 23. Lucky to win the game against Portland State.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking 10,000 here on that limits. Good job. On an extra game. Fordham from 20 up to 27. Got hairy for a while, won by 17. Kennesaw State, 7.5 up to 13.5. They lost outright to Samford, what I mentioned earlier. Pitt, under, backyard brawl, 55.5 down to 51. No good. Penn State under, 57 down to 52.5. That was 35 to 31. Couple lose some. Couple tweets. No, thank you. What is Gatorade doing here? What's it called? Twitch? They're going out with a new drink, and it's going to be Gatorade will roll out fast. Twitch has as much caffeine as 2 12-ounce cans of Red Bull. Will be available on NFL sidelines this season.
So players are going to be drinking this during the game?
Oh man! No, thank you.
That's no chance.
No. And how about 520?
I've wondered for 15 years how Red Bull Vodka is legal.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And how about this one? Sent it. Thanks. Send it in. We'll put you on television. The guys at the sports book hanging out, you know, it's a double bad beat. He's taking a picture of the bare feet right front. Look at the guy in the corner with his shoes off. He's barefoot.
I got it.
You see, you got two people now. Animals. We're living in a society. This is ridiculous. I just thought one thing on the airplane. People love to do it in a sports book. A's got two bad beats. A's plus the run and a half. Led 5-3 in the 10th. 5-4, and then the Nats hit a three-run walk-off. 7-5. Rangers plus 140. Had a three-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. They blew it. Red Sox walk it off with a four spot. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Great job, guys.
Okay, so when the news broke yesterday of the big trade in the NBA, Donovan Mitchell goes to the Cavaliers. Did you see it break immediately?
Like I still hate myself because I'm still thinking, oh wow, Woj bomb, big news, and then it's like, wait a second, I got to take advantage of this. And it's still, I still wait. And if you hesitate, you lose. But I did get, here's what I did. I can't believe he goes to Cleveland. But I did this. 8-1 to win the division.
That's a very good job.
Because they won 44 games last year.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably going to be a top four, top five seed. This is a great, we're going to debate that. But it's a great trade, and why does Milwaukee care about the regular season?
That was my thought last year.
I took 8-1 to win the division. I took 50-1 to win the East. I don't think it's going to happen, but you just see the huge move with the number, and 50-1, I think, to win the East is very good.
Yeah, I grabbed 50 as well. I did not grab the division. Good job by you. They moved, by the way, here at Circa, they moved from 48-1 to 12-1 in like 2 minutes to win the East. So I grabbed... And this is still available if you shop around. I grabbed Evan Mobley 40-1 to win Defensive Player of the Year. Love the guy. Remember last year, David Thorpe comes on the show all the time, TrueHoop.com. He said that he's basically Tim Duncan 2.0. He wrote this for TrueHoop yesterday. Mitchell works well next to Darius Garland only because they have a 4 and a 5 who play defense like Mobley and Jared Allen do. Mitchell and Garland will get exposed on defense, especially in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're going to be chasing the apex wings of the Celtics or the tall guards of the Bucks. And it's not out of the question the Cavaliers already have their lockdown perimeter defender on the roster. Evan Mobley absolutely has the potential to evolve in that way, which would let this team blow the roof off. Think how much Anthony Edwards' growth helped the Wolves last year without Gobert. Being able to sic Mobley on Durant or Kawhi Leonard or Tatum would mean this team is built for an even longer run. I think Evan Mobley 40-1. If he stays healthy, he got banged up last year in his rookie year. I think Mobley 40-1. Defensive Player of the Year is another thing they can try to take advantage of.
They can trade Love and get another asset, too. Winners, the Cavs. Winners, Danny Ainge and the Jazz. What is it, 15 first-round picks now going forward, coming up? Losers, the Knicks. I mean, it's just, you got to get some of these guys. Come on, Rose. You said you came from CAA and said, I'm going to get these guys. You can't get a superstar unless you have a superstar. These guys want to join up and play together. You got to get this done. And then you wouldn't, one report, they wouldn't include Grimes or they could have got him?
Yeah.
The other thing, I can't believe Ainge said no to Barrett in two picks, which apparently was on the table. But then Brian Windhorst reported there was bad blood after they were close Sunday into Monday. And then they said, okay, we're going to sign Barrett to an extension. And then Ainge got pissy and that was it. And now he goes, maybe Barrett was too good.
That's
it's
my
a total
thought.
Could be. That's part of it too, because it's a total tank job here and they want to lose. But I can't believe the Knicks blew this. They had the most to give up, all these picks. There was a report they wanted five first and all these. I can't believe it.
Why are you so concerned about the Knicks?
I want to see the Knicks be relevant and good. I want Mitchell to go to the Knicks.
Oh.
I want to see it.
I feel bad for the fans, but I honestly don't care about the Knicks at all.
Great fan base.
Awesome
they
fan base.
They deserve it.
Unbelievable.
With
they
one playoff
do.
Win since 01 or something.
It's they do, but they've been irrelevant for most of our lifetime. I really don't care about the Knicks. But, it's R.J. Barrett's too good. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Their win total is 24.5, the Jazz.
You have to get that deal done.
This actually, this might be OKC a couple years ago, where they surprised people and actually win. But he's, how do you set it up so you don't win? We will discuss some of the marquee college games of the weekend coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off college football with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Join BetRivers every Saturday for the college football season for a 20% parlay profit boost of at least three legs. New promotions and props every day. Great house specials. It's your go-to book. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today. It's a whole new game. Thanks for all the tweets. They're saying it's a Tibetan Mastiff, that dog. That thing is massive. And I know the ex, the sister, wanted to get a bull mastiff. I'm like, that is enormous. That's a big responsibility.
I was going to say,
it's a big fella.
How difficult is it to handle a dog that big?
That's a good question. Oof, I know. Man. I wouldn't know.
What do you do? What kind of car do you have to have to say, hey, let's go get a haircut, buddy? Got to take you to the groomer like that dog was doing.
Well, we had to.
Got to have a truck?
Yeah. We had the German Shepherd. And then she passed away at 15. But the legs got bad at the end.
Uh-huh.
150 pounds. I couldn't pick her up.
That dog's got to be.
Jesus.
That's as big as us combined.
Yeah.
It's humongous.
Imagine you come up with, it's as big as a lion.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Oh, God.
Okay, so college football games now coming up this weekend. The marquee games of the day. It is loaded tomorrow. Ohio State, of course, laying a huge number against Notre Dame. This game has been on the board for a long, long time. What did Brad Powers get, like 10.5?
In that range. Thinks he buries them. Yeah, his stats yesterday were great, but...
They're laying 10 for the first half now.
Yep. Well, it goes back to the history here. I mean, the Chris Felica tweet. Notre Dame against elite teams. In their last 10 games away from home against top 10 opponents, they've lost all 10. Average loss, 16 points per game. If you narrow it down to top 5 opponents... It's 11 straight losses by an average of 19.6 points per game, with 7 by at least 17 points. But I'll ask you, can you lay this now with what Ohio State, how much they struggled on defense? They had the second worst third down defense in the Big Ten last year. Their opponents converted touchdowns in the red zone almost 75% of the time. Only Kansas, Missouri, and Arizona were worse. Couldn't get off the field. Horrible in the red zone. Maybe the new DC makes it all of it go away. Notre Dame has some key injuries. But that's, look at that point spread now. When do you see this, though? The top two, top five teams, and look at the point spread.
Yeah. By the way, there's one more from Brad Powers yesterday. Remember this one?
Yep.
Since 1994, Notre Dame 5-44 straight up against teams that finish in the top 10. And they're 27% ATS.
Incredible.
I mean, so at this point, I would agree with what he said yesterday. And based on last night, again, good quarterback play. Some poor tackling in those early games. Maybe look at over 59, or how about Ohio State team total over?
Yeah, both. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I think the difference in speed and what... I mean, the last time we saw them, look at the Rose Bowl performance. It's ridiculous. It's an embarrassment of riches what they have.
I don't want to go based on just that Rose Bowl game.
Well, but it was a whole season, though, they have with Stroud and the wide receivers.
I think the receivers might be better this year.
Yeah.
That's based on what I saw. Like Marvin Harrison, nobody even talks about Marvin Harrison's kid. He was phenomenal against Utah.
Yeah. 45 points per game, 560 yards per game, and Stroud had over 40 touchdowns.
They're a machine.
Yeah, I will say good luck. I'll be shocked if they're not in the playoff.
I do like that bet that's available here in Las Vegas and other spots where the Westgate's located, right? Will Ohio State play Alabama in the national title game? Now down to plus 340. I do like that one. The Georgia-Oregon game, big number here as well. I bet Oregon plus 10 for the first half. Now, what do you think about this? After this game for the Ducks, their home games, they get every tough opponent up at Autzen this year. Every single tough opponent's at home. They play Eastern Washington, Stanford, BYU, UCLA, Washington, and Utah. Their road games are Washington State, Arizona, Cal, Colorado, and Oregon State. The defense still has a ton of talent, even though they lost Thibodeau. And I think it totally comes down to Bo Nix. But if they can hold serve at home, this team's winning 10 games, maybe more.
Really?
Every single tough game's at home, and that's not an easy game. That's not an easy spot to play at.
I don't like the quarterback. I don't like the quarterback at all. How about Kirby Smart? Auburn transfer. What do you think, Kirby? I'm not worried about that. He says, flat out said it. I agree with him. I would also like to see a guy who can scoot more to run that offense as well. More of a running threat with what we've seen from Oregon's offense. But the big question is it just reloading? With Georgia, I mean, you lose 5 guys in the first round on defense, and you lose, 8 guys, 8 starters from the great defense they had last year. So that's question number one. Probably just reload, it won't be a problem. But the other thing, I would say Bennett's underrated. I mean, he was great in the two playoff games. And if they get that kind of production from the quarterback position, and Georgia can score like that, well, they'll be in the playoff again, too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. So there's this, the whole narrative, of course, going into this thing is, well, Dan Lanning is now the head coach of Oregon. He was the former DC under Kirby Smart for Georgia. So he really knows Kirby Smart, and he really knows this Bulldogs defense, right? Well, Stetson Bennett was asked about facing a former coach that might know the offense.
Can't let that affect yourself too much, you know, because either way, we could, you know, overreact and because we think that he thinks this, or we could think that we think we know what he's doing and overreact. You know, you play all kinds of brain. At the end of the day, you gotta be able to block counter, and you got to be able to field counter, right? So that's what we're going to work on.
The only bet I've made so far, Oregon first half.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, might get involved in play if Oregon gets like an early lead. I'd like to see them get like a two-score lead right away. And then come back on Georgia at that point. Utah, Florida. Florida opened up in the summertime. Small favorite at home in the swamp. And now Utah favored by 3. Total was 53. This came down a little bit as well. Billy Napier, new coach for the Gators. Does he continue to have a run-first approach similar to his style at Lafayette? I think that might be possible. Utah lost some guys on defense. The D-line, of course, was so good last year. Two linebackers to the NFL. So I'm curious about the overall tempo of this game. Hot and humid Saturday night.
The weather could play a factor, right? Great job playing this game and traveling. The other thing is it's our highest ranking preseason to start for Utah. They're 27-3 in non-conference games since joining the Pac-12. Last year, it went sideways early with the 1-2 before they made the quarterback change. It was Charlie Brewer. Then they went to Rising, and all hell broke loose. They became a completely different team. And the last time we saw them, how great they were in the Rose Bowl as well. But one thing to look at here, and all the talk about the Richardson and also Rising, is in the quarterback matchup, Florida stunk against the run. They were 88th against the run. So can Utah have success ground and pound in this one? But they've only had one win against the SEC, and that's when they blew out Bama in the Sugar Bowl a long time ago with that undefeated team, and Johnson was the quarterback. So Florida always wins these home openers. Great game to start. But if you want to talk about this mess and playoffs, this is it. I mean, I can't remember who it was yesterday, but whoever we had on, I think it was Reese Dave. I mean, you're talking playoff. You got to win this game. You lose this, that's probably it. You going to run the table then and get in? You still have a tough game. Tough games in USC and what's left on the schedule for Utah. So it's enormous for the conference. And this is a game I don't – do you trust the conference? I mean, this is a game they typically lose. Oregon had the big win last year, but then they always stub their toe and lose a game they shouldn't. This is a game – Whittingham's an excellent coach, but you're the better team. Go win this game.
Remember Oregon a couple of years ago with Herbert.
Blew the game against Auburn.
Totally blew the game.
Yeah.
Awful job by them.
Yes.
That's typically what they do here. So, no, I'm not going to be surprised if we're coming in here on Monday morning talking about a Florida win. But
if you win, though, then it's like, okay, that's fun. It's big for the conference.
Sure.
Maybe Oregon hangs in there. That's the other thing for the conference. Does Oregon hang around? I mean, if they get blown out and then you – if they get blown out and Utah loses this game, we're 1 week in. We're down to USC then if you're a Pac-12 fan.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
And they should just say bye-bye to Oregon and Washington and say, why don't you join the Big Ten this year? Yeah. Did you bet Boise +3?
No, I did not. I don't like that coach. They have gone downhill since Harsin left, and he's no great shakes either.
No, he's not.
But that was alarming how bad and the precipitous drop we've seen out of Boise now. So another good game to go on the road in Corvallis with the night game. But Bachmeier, good quarterback, but I can't get there.
I grabbed a little bit +3.
Okay.
I did. First half, Beavers are 1.5, total is 28.5. Cincinnati and Arkansas.
Now, that's a big game.
A huge game. Absolutely.
Yep.
How do you think Fickell treats this with no Ritter back? They're going to be playing in SEC country. Lost, you know, a ton of talent on defense.
Yeah.
Six players overall to the NFL.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner, too. You didn't have to worry. The whole side of the field was shut down.
Correct.
It's supposed to be the Eastern Michigan transfer at quarterback. He's being coy. But this, again, there are going to be 80,000 fans there. Cincinnati's won 22 in a row in the regular season. You're going back, the only two losses, Georgia, where they led in the fourth quarter, and the Alabama game in the playoff. But this is, I don't know enough about that's going to be, I don't think they can replace this, all these guys. You're right. All the guys they lost to the NFL, and to replace Ritter and Sauce Gardner, I don't think they can do it. But it'd also be the physicality. Can they slow down Jefferson and the Arkansas rushing attack?
Right.
I don't know. That's I would say Arkansas wins, but I don't know if they cover that number. And too many unknowns about Cincinnati's offense up front. The offensive line will be good, but the quarterback play.
Might get a slower pace game here.
You could. Yes.
Because, yeah.
Run. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're not going to rely on the new quarterback to go there and play and try to like outscore them. I don't think that's going to be an option for that team. Up next, Nigel Seeley is going to join the show. He is live in New York for the U.S. Open. Does he like Serena tonight? And what's the most realistic scenario for how far she can go in this tournament? Coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Football season. This is when the money is made. No one knows football like VSiN. Now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber. Get our college and pro guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the season. We profile every team, stats, power ratings, win total predictions, player awards. Sign up early for a discounted $175 rate, both guides and access all the way through the Super Bowl, or $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, let's head to New York, the site for the U.S. Open tennis. Nigel Seeley is there. He was there during the week. He was there for Serena Williams winning the other night. Nigel, pal, mate, thanks for the time today. Does she do it again tonight? Is she going to advance past the third round?
Good morning to you both. Well, I mean, it was an electric atmosphere at Arthur Ashe with that performance from Serena Williams. And I didn't actually have a bet on the match. I put out that the price was on my Twitter page, that the price was getting insane.
Right.
She went out to plus 225 to win the game pre-match. When you've got 22,000 people on your side on a night game in New York, I don't care who you are, you're going to feel the pressure. And Conta Vitt, as I've mentioned before to you on the show, she's probably one of the most... she's protected her ranking because of COVID. And she was never a number two seed. She wasn't a player really who should be a number two seed. And if you look at the betting to win the US Open, despite being a number two seed, she was probably weighed down at about 20th in the list of betting. So it wasn't really a massive shock for me, because there was huge doubts over Conta Vitt. Tonight... And, you know, while I've been in New York, I've been watching a lot of American TV. This seems to be as though the people over here and the people on the television networks think there's only one player in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that tournament is Serena Williams. And I feel that the public and the bookmakers have gone insane in their lines tonight. I'm shocked that Serena is minus 175. Now, her conditioning has always been a problem. She hasn't played hardly any tennis. She's only won one game this year, coming into 2022. Prior to this match, she played Raducanu. Prior to this tournament, she played Raducanu and lost the set 6-love. Admittedly, she probably wasn't that interested and wanted to keep her fitness levels for the US Open. But it's come to a price now where it's wrong. Tom Nanovic is a very, very talented player. I mean, she's a Wimbledon quarterfinalist. She pushed the eventual champion really strong, Rybakina, who went on to Wimbledon. She should have beaten her. She should have got to the semifinals of Wimbledon. She's had a really, really good run. I think she's on like a 15-4 winning run. 16-4 winning run in her last 20 matches. And only the opponents that beaten Tom Nanovic have been world-class opponents. She's been beaten by Rybakina, who won Wimbledon. She's been beaten by Swiatek, the world number one, Kvitova, who's a two-time Grand Slam champion, and Samsonova, who's a very talented young player as well. So this to me just seems crazy. I mean, we know that Tom Nanovic has not only got to play the players, she's got to play the crowd.
Right.
But she's Australian, and Aussie sports stars relish in these kind of conditions. I think she's a big price. She's plus 130, which is wrong. If this match was being played on any other court in the world, Tom Nanovic would be favourite this evening. But because it's being played on New York, and because it's being played on Arthur Ashe in a night game, that's why Serena is the favourite.
Yep.
I actually haven't bet Tom Nanovic because I feel that the crowd is a factor. But the bet I have had is Tom Nanovic on the game handicap plus 2.5 at minus 110, because Serena Williams will have a blip. She had a blip against Conta Vitt. She needs to regain her energy. And if she goes into a third set, she may give up on the second set and try to focus everything on a massive final set. So I think the best angle is to bet Tom Nanovic plus 2.5. But Serena, if you bet Serena tonight at minus 175 or something like that, you may get the cash this evening, but eventually you'll give it all back because you're betting things at the wrong line.
Yeah, a great, fascinating handicap. But you're right, everyone's going to be rooting for her, and the opponent could melt in that atmosphere. How about the fatigue factor? Now, she lost last night in the doubles with Venus, but as Chris Evert said on the broadcast, she's only played 6 matches this year. So if she's victorious tonight, what does it mean moving forward for Serena, who's 40 years old?
Yeah, I mean, if she had any real title-winning aspirations, she wouldn't have played the doubles. If Serena Williams thought she could win the US Open, there's no way she would have played that doubles match. This is just turning into a Serena Williams show. the whole tournament. You know, the Williams sisters turned up at the practice court the other night, and there was more people looking at the practice court at 5 o'clock than watching the action on Louis Armstrong or Arthur Ashe. I think she's waiting to lose a game and go out with a huge an end in a spectacle. And I think if Tomljanovic can keep her composure, which is a big if, I think she wins tonight. But I do think the plus 2.5. I mean, I just don't believe that she can sustain that when you can just turn up at an event and, you know, when you haven't played any competitive tennis for a year and especially at the age and maintain it all the way through for another week.
Nigel, I'm glad you brought that up, how this has turned into the Serena show and it's all about her and nobody else is even involved in the tournament. The broadcast crew the other night, when it was over with, said Serena would have defeated any woman in the world that evening. Is that completely overblown, or did you actually think she played that well?
I think she played well, but I think it was because of the atmosphere in the crowd and what the player was up against. The problem is, Mitch, is the women's game now is not very strong. Anybody's capable of beating anybody. We've seen, we saw Emma Raducanu last year come from a qualifier to win the US Open. That would have never happened 15 years ago, 10 years ago. The women's, there's a lot of players who are good players, but they're not strong anymore. And probably she would have beaten anybody in that position, but would she have beaten a great 5 years ago if the women's tennis match was as strong as it was 4 or 5 years ago? I don't think she would. I don't think Serena Williams played anything better than what we've seen, certainly what we've seen for a couple of years. But I think the occasion beat the player rather than the player beating the player.
Follow Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa in the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest, live from New York at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Any soccer plays?
Well, yeah, I've got a few in the Premier League. Obviously, last week we cashed on the match that the bet I love each week, and that is the draw. Right. At halftime, the Wolves match. I mean, when will these bookies ever learn? I mean, last week I said to you it was about a 54% chance that it was a draw in Wolves games at halftime. It's even higher. It's about 60% when they play teams in the middle section of the Premier League and the bottom half of the Premier League. They play Southampton this week at home. There's been 5 games in the Premier League this season, and 4 of them Wolves have been drawing at halftime. They've drawn more games than any other team in the Premier League in the last 2 seasons. And you can bet plus 110. It's plus 110 every week. It cashes more or less every single week. Wolves offer nothing as an attacking threat. They try to sustain the pressure and they try to up their levels in the second half. The manager's very negative. And against the Southampton side, who I think these two sides are extremely well matched up, I think the draw again at halftime we cashed is a great play. 4 or 5, like I say, have been drawn at halftime. 3 of the 5 games in Wolves matches this season at halftime have been 0-0s. Wolves haven't won a game yet this season, and they've only scored 2 goals. So goals will be very hard to come by. I also think goals will be very hard to come by in the game between Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. I highlighted last week when Bournemouth played, they got beat 9-0 by Manchester City, and they'll work very hard on the defence. The following game, they drew 0-0. Nottingham Forest are in exactly the same position as Bournemouth were. They lost 6-0 against Manchester City in midweek. I think they'll work very, very hard on the defence. And already, even though we're at the beginning of September, this is a relegation fight between these two sides. Mm-hmm. I think these two sides are in big trouble. So I think both managers, remember Bournemouth have sacked their manager. They haven't got a manager. But I think both teams will be very cautious in that game. So I like Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest to be under 2.5 goals. And I don't think, I mentioned to you in the show, in the preview when we was in Las Vegas at Circa, that I don't think all is well at Chelsea, and certainly from the performances so far this season, they were heavily beaten by Leeds, they were beaten by Southampton last week. Things don't look right. They're spending money. They're going to buy a Aubameyang, the sort of centre forward from Barcelona, former Arsenal centre forward. I think he'd be a good signing, but he's going to take time. And I think the Champions League starts in midweek. And I think Chelsea playing in the Champions League on Tuesday night will be vulnerable against West Ham. I like West Ham +1 goal with a push if Chelsea only win by 1.
All right, lad. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of your trip out there.
Yeah, take care. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so this hour's pro tip. Notre Dame since 1994. 5-44 straight up. 27% ATS against teams that finish in the top 10. Unbelievable. That's the pro tip for the hour. We do it every single hour here on VSiN, and they're available at vsin.com for pro subscribers. The first hour here brought to you by our good friends over at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check betrivers.com for full offer details and rules. Former Georgia Bulldog Drew Butler on the show coming up next. Is his team laying too many points against Oregon? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.